Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Grant.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, revealing addition, and rappers are coming up, getting put on. We needed a platform to fight amazing. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, and shadow the ball. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content and unity. Do everything free to download the stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real.
We're
back up
over these, we brought up his, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all you fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's some lights off. Hip-hop ain't dead, represent for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so me, sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta, bro. I see these rappers on these streets. I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
live
forever, bitch, we coming
in
strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Tonight, you know what I'm saying, from Chi-Town, this guy, you know, he's been doing it for years, man. Matter of fact, he's on one of my favorite songs of all time, which is Corrupt World by Twister. I'm talking about the one and only B-Hype. This guy's been doing it for a minute. Let me bring him on. Let's chop it up with him. B-Hype, how you doing, bro?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm blessed, my brother. How are you, man?
I'm real good, man, and first and foremost, you know what I'm saying, I'm in the southern part of the state. You're up there in the Chi. Man, congratulations on that weed, man. We've been waiting for legal weed our whole lives. You know, it's about time.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Yeah, it's
time.
Going down.
It
took
yeah.
long enough, but it's finally here.
Yeah, man, because, you know, I go back to the days of, you know what I'm saying, dime bags and dub sacks and, you know what I'm saying? That shit weed back in the fucking 80s and 90s. Now,
yeah, man.
Now we're good. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're good. We got some flavors going on and everything now, so yeah, it's popping.
Hell yeah. But speaking of, you know what I'm saying, 80s, 90s, you know what I'm saying, man, your career goes back many years, man. When did you get your start in the game?
Actually, like me and Twista, I grew up with Twista. We've been friends since we were 12, 13 years old, you know what I'm saying? So, actually, he's the one that started us doing this, you know what I'm saying? So, it was early, you know, Fat Boys, Run DMC, LL Cool J, you know what I'm saying? We was watching Crush Groove, you know what I'm saying? And that give us the spark to want to just do it, looking at the Fat Boys. So, that's the era right there that made me and Twista want to do what we did, doing what we doing.
Yeah. Yeah, the classics, man. Now you guys grew up together. You guys live in the same area and go to school together?
We grew up in the same neighborhood in K-Town.
Yeah.
Up on the west side of Chicago. Yeah, man.
A lot of legends came up out of K-Town, man. I mean, you're talking, you know, Conflict,
yeah,
Do or Die, so many people.
Yes, sir.
I can imagine the competitive nature was just crazy at that time.
It was actually back then, man, people weren't paying Chicago no attention. They was really paying attention to the hip house, you know, and by me
Fast
and Twista
Eddie and all
like
that.
Fast Eddie and all that, you know, and actually me and Twista was one of the first artists to sign a deal to go nationwide, you know what I'm saying? And they weren't understanding, you know, Tongue Twister back in the day, you know what I'm saying, until we actually got on that stage and did what we did, you know what I'm saying? But They you know, it was rough for us back then because, you know what I'm saying, we was the only ones. They weren't paying attention to nobody. Then eventually Common came and then the Brat, then everybody else came afterwards.
Yeah. You guys, you know what I'm saying, you were in a hard spot for a while there because there was a lot of talent there, but like you said, it was getting swept up under the rug. Really broke the door open for you guys and made the majors start to look at Chicago and take you guys real serious?
First of all, what made them pay attention to Twista was when he broke the Guinness's record for, you know, the fastest rapper, you know what I'm saying, doing 500 and some syllables in 55 seconds. You know what I'm saying? So they carried us a long way, you know what I'm saying? And right along with, you know, just constantly just performing and staying at it and, you know, going to these places personally, because like I say, there wasn't no internet back then when we was coming up. So we had to go to these places, you know, personally, you know what I'm saying, and to all these radio stations, the stores, the in-stores, all, everywhere we had to go, you know, get on that road and do what we do. And then eventually T and Kanye hooked up, and you know what I'm saying, and next thing you know, bam, they came with the slow jams, and the rest is history. People start paying attention,
yeah.
But they was paying attention before that because they was paying attention to Poe Pimp, Do or Die.
Yeah.
So that was shook the world right there. That would change. That was sparked everything for us right there. To be honest, it was Do or Die, Poe Pimp. Rest in peace,
yeah.
Johnny P.
And you know what I'm saying, prior to that, you know what I'm saying, going back a little bit again, when you guys were real young, you know what I'm saying, did you know everybody, like, you know, B-Lo and Nard and everybody too as well?
Yeah. AK? Yep. Me, B-Lo, and AK used to battle each other at this place called The Factory, and we used to footwork, you know, we used to dance back in the days, and that's how we actually met each other, as far, you know what I'm saying, dancing against each other. On the west side, and me and Wild Style and the rest of the guys at Cohort, we all just grew up with each other, you know what I'm saying? So we was always around each other, you know what I'm saying? And so it was always like family, no matter what. So we always was around each other.
Well, yeah, so you definitely, I mean, you got to see, you know, J.D. Walker slipping away. And,
Oh, yeah. J.D. was, you know what I'm saying, them the guys there, man. You know what I'm saying? So yes, I've seen a lot. I've been around since the beginning, man. Since the beginning, you know.
All.
I've been Twista hype man. Yeah, I've been Twista hype man for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we've been doing. And I'm still this hype man today. Still doing what we do, man.
Man, that's a beautiful thing to be able to have a bond. You know what I'm saying, with somebody for all those years and still be able to go out and perform, do these shows professionally, music and all that stuff. Man, when you guys were first coming up, how did you get into the fast rapping? I mean, what was the inspiration for that?
Actually, I couldn't tell you, you know, because at first, you know, actually Twista was writing a song. He was writing a rap for me and his brother, and he was beatboxing at the time. You know what I'm saying? So he came with Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh. They came with the show. He's like, wait a minute. The Perfect, you know what I'm saying? Then they came with the Lottie Dottie, where a person can rap and beatbox at the same time. So then that's what Twista started rapping himself. And just, you know, we used to walk around battling everybody. And Twista used to tear everybody head off. So it was at a point where we was that young, like, okay, we done pretty much battled everybody. He wanted to do something different. And I think he heard LL. I think LL was the first one that flipped the words up, but he did it in spurts. You know what I'm saying? He would say, blah, blah, and then he would rap regular, and then, you know what I'm saying, he would do it here and there. So I think Twista was like, well, let me do it all the way through. Let me, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know where that came from, but one day he just decided to just, hey, I'm finna do this, and he did it, you know what I'm saying, and put those syllables together like that. Next thing you know, it go Mr. Tongue Twister. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I imagine he just had the natural ability to be able to pick it up real quick.
Yeah. He had great pronunciation, you know what I'm saying, so that would made it even more easier for him to do that. So, you know what I'm saying, I can bag him up on stage, you know, that's me being his hype man. You know, I can't do all that like that, but I just know where to pick his shoes to come in and bag him up when I have to do with my parts, you know, when I'm on that stage. So, but it is something else being that man hype man, being on that stage doing that. It's unbelievable.
I can edge and the energy you guys bring. You know, I've been a fan of the music over the years. I never got to see you guys perform live, but I can imagine your stage shows are insane.
Oh, yeah, they serious because we take pride. You know what I'm saying? We're very serious about performing because we still love, you know what I'm saying? We love our music. We love music. We love to entertain. We love to make the music. You know what I'm saying? So we still take every show like it's the first one. So that's why we give it our all no matter what.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know,
yes, sir.
Now, you know, being a hype man, you know, a lot of people don't know much about, you know what I'm saying, what the hype man does and everything. Can you kind of break down the whole role and let everybody know exactly what you do on a daily basis when you guys go out on the road?
Man, I'm Twista Flavor Flav on that stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If anybody know anything about Public Enemy, when I say Flavor Flav, they know exactly what I'm talking about. And for those new school artists that don't know what Flavor, who is Flavor Flav is and what a hype man is on stage, that's the person that's bagging the main artist up, making sure he's taking his breaths when he has to, making sure he excites that crowd to bring that main artist out, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that main artist is very comfortable on stage, you know what I'm saying? So you have to pay attention to everything that's going on. It ain't about just being up there just, you know what I'm saying, grabbing your balls and your dick and just swagging it on out. No, we really perform when we get up there, man. And we serious about it.
Yeah, very high octane performance.
Yeah, people pay their money to see you perform. They don't want to see, you know what I'm saying? They don't. If you're not up there performing, they could just buy your CD and be at the crib. So when people pay their money, they want to see entertainment. And that's what me and Twista try to give them every show.
Hell yeah, man. You know, is there ever a situation, you know what I'm saying, where you guys are doing a show and, you know what I'm saying, Twista forgets his words because he's got so many words he's got to spit out. And if so, do you know when to jump right in?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's why we got that chemistry, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But by us growing up together, we just naturally have that chemistry right along with us practicing, you know what I'm saying? But we just naturally have that chemistry because sometimes he'll do it and I'm like, you done messed up, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes we'll put that might be a part of the show and people just see our natural flaws, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, they was up there really just being they self and people can see our natural ability to be, you know, say gravitate towards each other naturally instead of us just being up there as a group or an act just coming to perform. They see our childhood silliness on stage.
Yeah, this is just a perfect, you know what I'm saying, bond. But
yeah.
You guys, you know what I'm saying, you guys have been all over the place together, man. What are some of your favorite spots outside the city of Chicago that you like to stop and do shows at?
Of course, you know, of course, Cali. You know what I'm saying? In New York, you know, because, you know, New York was one of the hardest places to break when me and T was coming up, you know what I'm saying? Especially by being from Chicago, you know what I'm saying? New York people really didn't respect the Chicago, you know what I'm saying? They really didn't respect no rap company if it wasn't coming from New York back in the days. But, you know, it was hard for us. So, you know what I'm saying? So we'd love to go back to go to New York. You know what I'm saying? Just to shit on motherfuckers, to show them, like, nigga, we got it popping in Chicago. Minnesota is one of the big markets. You know, California, Arizona. It's so many of them. You know what I'm saying? It's because we've been doing it for so long. I love them all, to be honest with you.
Now, you know what I'm saying? You got your hands full being a hype man, you know what I'm saying? But you're also a solo artist yourself.
When did
you start first putting out music yourself?
Actually, just a few years ago, actually. You know, but I was also on, like I said, I was on Twista Adrenaline Rush album, The Corrupt World, and also I was on No Remorse on Adrenaline Rush, you know what I'm saying? So I was always, you know, throwing verses out there, you know what I'm saying? But not recently, I just decided, like, hey, man, Let's do something, you know, T, like, come on, B, let's just put some of your music out there because you got a whole style yourself and a whole funk yourself that you bring to the table and you bring to our stage shows. Because when people see us perform, he also let me, it's a part of his show where he let me get off and do my thing in the middle of his show. You know what I'm saying? And that's a way for him to catch his breath also while he bagged me, while he be my hype man. yeah. on stage. So we go back and forth. So it'd be dope. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. And for you, I mean, you're already a natural performer as it is. How's it
yes.
different for you to do that, you know what I'm saying, with Twista on stage and then to do your own thing?
It's the same. It's all love. It's even extra more love because it's actually I'm getting to do what's coming out of me. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving people my soul when I make that music. So it's even more exciting, you know what I'm saying? Especially when I got Twista on stage and he's being my hype man now. You know what I'm saying? And we go back and forth. And then, you know, after I do my thing, then we go back to the normal, regular program. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing. Because I got some jams coming, man. I got some songs coming. So I've been putting I put singles out there, you know what I'm saying, for a few years now. You know what I'm saying? Not a full, whole project. You know what I'm saying? Because, the industry is so much music out there now, you know. The time span of attention span of people is very short these days. So, you know, I get asked a couple singles and, you know, get a little attention to keep it moving, you know?
Yeah.
Why Twista handle the big part, you know what I'm saying?
What is the reaction, you know what I'm saying, to your music when you perform your solo stuff?
It's crazy. It's crazy and overwhelming. I'd be like, okay. They fucking with me. They gravitate towards it. And plus, you know, I got the best coach, period. You know what I'm saying? So if I, you know, Twista's not finna let me perform or we not even finna put no music out, that's not, you know what I'm saying, we feel it's approval rating, you know what I'm saying, or worthy, you know what I'm saying, of letting people even hear it. You know what I'm saying? So I take pride into every song that I put out. And I put my heart into it. So if I'm performing it and I'm putting it out, it comes from the heart, and people love it. They love my flow. They think I'm from Texas, but I'm from Chicago.
Yeah, that's that's a good thing too. If people do think you're from somewhere else, because you can go anywhere, you know.
Yeah.
You guys go all over the world anyway. What about you said you got an album in the works? So when are you dropping that, B.I.?
I'm coming and try to come in real soon. Hopefully I could do it in a couple months. You know what I'm saying? And try to just put something out there, and it's going to be called Not Just a Hype Man. You know what I'm saying? Me and Twista sat and thought of that title. So, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm more than just a hype man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to give it to him, my artist as well. You know, so got to give it to him. More than just a hype man. Coming soon, man. It's about to go down. And I'm excited about it too, you know.
I can imagine.
And But see, I'm gonna drop one soon too, because me and Twista finna drop another project called Corrupt World. You know what I'm saying? And there's gonna be like 4 or 5 joints on there with me and him. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna do Corrupt World Part 2, and everything else gonna gravitate around that. So that's gonna be lovely too.
Oh hell yeah. Hell yeah, man, because that song right there is so relevant now. You know, you almost kind of got to do a part two to that. But when you guys go back and revisit some of those classics, is there ever, like, any worry, like, oh, man, how are we going to outdo this one? Because this one's so timeless.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, we just pick up where we left off. That's how, you know what I'm saying? And if we feel like a song is just too much of a classic or too timely or whatever, we just won't even go there. It just leave it be. You know what I'm saying? But this was the idea, because Corrupt World was one of those songs that people really loved and people gravitated to and really liked from off Adrenaline Rush. And I was honored to be on the song with me and Twista when I was talking about my old man in the fire. You know what I'm saying? So that was true events that happened on the song. You know what I'm saying? There's real life things going on. You know what I'm saying? So that's why that song will always be a part. It's very special to me because it's true.
Yeah, man. You're definitely a survivor, bro. Chicago is also a survivor city, you know what I'm saying, since the 20s and even before, you know what I'm saying, when it burned to the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what's the city like now in 2020, man? How's the atmosphere in Chicago?
Uh, still violent. You know, violent. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand these young cats these days. You know, it's no morals. They don't have no guidance. You know what I'm saying? They just don't care. You know what I'm saying? They robbing, they shooting recklessly. You know what I'm saying? It just don't make no sense what's going on here in the city of Chicago. You know what I'm saying? And I hate this. You know what I'm saying? We do have a beautiful city. Don't get me wrong, because it's very beautiful parts too of the city. You know what I'm saying? That people could come see. You know what I'm saying? Because we got the All-Star here next weekend. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't all that bad to the point where, you know what I'm saying, they wouldn't be bringing the All-Star here if it was that bad. But when you go into them certain neighborhoods and certain like things like that, it gets very senseless. It's stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
People definitely put down the guns. But Chicago, you know, it has that history. But like you said, it's not all bad, though, man. There's a lot of beautiful parts of the city, a lot of great food, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
What is some of your favorite parts about Chi, though?
Well, the favorite part about the shot is the food.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I love the people here. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I love the buildings. I love the downtown atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? And all that. You know, the weather get crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing about the city here, that when that cold weather and that hawk come down, it's a different type of breed of cold air here in Chicago. So, you know, it gets serious, but. But besides that, it's all good, man. You know, I love the city. You know, just want everything to try to get control of the gun violence that's going on some way, somehow, way more than what's going on.
Yeah, man. It's definitely a situation that could be rectified, you know what I'm saying? But you got to look at it like this, too. A lot of the OGs are dead or in jail. So they can't really help that much, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna take like a group effort on many levels. What about is there any kind of like programs, you know what I'm saying, that you guys do stuff with the youth, try to get them off the streets maybe?
Yeah, and that's what things that me and Twist and them be talking about, you know what I'm saying, doing stuff like that, because one of the main problems here is lack of things to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lack of things to do in the city, you know what I'm saying, for the youth. You know what I'm saying? So that's why people are starting to get certain programs together to keep the kids off the streets and stuff like that. So we're trying to get more deep off into it, but that's pretty much what we lack in here. Things for these kids to do, you know what I'm saying? Opportunities for these kids to make some money some way, somehow, you know, because it's rough living in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? It's rough. Yeah, the cost of living high. You know what I'm saying? It's rough here. So,
cost of living, taxes, it's just crazy.
It's crazy, you know? Even with the weed. Even with the damn weed here. Even though it's legal, but shit, we got the highest taxes in the fucking country.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
And it don't make no sense, you know what I'm saying?
No, and how can kids, you know what I'm saying, have things better when everything, like you said, all the money has to go in the gas tank or this or that. Or, you know, when you go to Chicago,
exactly.
You know, the highest price gas is always in the most impoverished areas. And it's ridiculous. You know?
Yeah, low income as areas, and that's where the gas the highest at. I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know, so it's tripped out, you know. But grace of God, we go get it together, you know.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man, most definitely. Chicago, too, is another city that's just like a sports mecca, you know.
Yes.
Man, you were there for all six of those rings. What was it like, you know,
so
seeing Jordan, Pippen, and them just dominate,
man,
you know what I'm saying, all those
it
years?
It was the
man.
Most, it was the best experience in the world. Didn't miss a game. Every time Mike Nim and Pippen and went out on the court, we was at the TV or we was at the game. We was watching faithfully, you know, and it was amazing because we had it. We had the rings. We had Mike. We had Pippen. We was going in with Rob and everybody. So it was an amazing thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Every time we got the rings running outside, people just going crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was exciting.
I remember running and falling down and people running on top of me. It's just fucking crazy.
Yes.
But it was a beautiful experience,
yeah.
Man. It wasn't, you know, it was something to be proud of, you know?
Proud of, yeah. Sure was, man.
You know, that was a great era. Like you said, Rodman came to the city. I didn't know what to expect at first because I knew he was talented, but I didn't know if he was going to be able to keep it together. And, man, luckily he did. They could have won another three easily. They could have succeeded again. They could have done six in a row.
I believe it. Yep. With them guys. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. You know, I'm going to go to a track real quick. This one of the tracks you sent me, this one's called Ghost, man. Can you intro this one for me?
Oh, yeah. What's up, y'all? This your boy, Be Hype the Verbal. This one of my singles called Ghost for the youth. Out of here. Yes, sir.
I'ma fuck to set it off, nigga. You don't want to die. I don't give a fuck about your life, nigga. It's you or I. I'm about my money. I'ma get it. Behind the verbal.
Set it pumping OG every day. Set it pumping OG every day.
I'm about to set it off, nigga. You don't wanna die. I don't give a fuck about your life, nigga. It's you or I. I'm about my money. I'ma get it. Better get out my way. Got my thugs with me in they strap and they ready to spray. This fighting all these bitches in their mouth. That's just how it is. You can fuck that hoe in the pussy. I don't need no kids.
No more with me.
A Bergen bag. Let it be so soft. My bitch see no tag. She ripped that bitch off. That he's smoking OG every day. And my niggas leaning. Diamonds gleaming. 40 on my lap. If you niggas fiending. This the season for a nigga to die for no apparent reason. I wish a nigga would. I'ma leave him bleeding. On the go. Like it's morning every day. Gotta get it. I need bands. Want more clothes. I'm a fashion statement. Damn it. Run through him like a line of scrimmage. Hit it then I quit it. Nothing else to talk about. No. If it's money then a nigga win it. I need that medicine. It'll make a nigga feel good. I'll call it Edison. Cause I'm shining all through the hood. And I'm out of there. And I'm ghost. And I'm out of there. And I'm ghost. I need that medicine. It'll make a nigga feel good. I'll call it Edison. Cause I'm shining all through the hood. And I'm out of here. And I'm ghost. And I'm out of here. Then I'm ghost. Then I'm ghost. Then I'm ghost.
Yeah, there you have B-Hype with Ghost right here on the Murder Master Music Show. Let's bring him back on, chop it up a little bit more. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You doing a video to that?
Yeah, man. Yep, I'm gonna get the video done. Actually, I got the remix with Twista on it. So that's the one I'm gonna be preparing real soon. Get that video, that visual done, because me and Twista on that going crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, who are some of the people, you know what I'm saying, that you like listening to from Chicago? Do you like listening to D.A. Smart and cats like that? Who are some of the guys that you bump?
Oh, yeah, of course I listen to D.A. them, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm saying, like Snipers, all the Chicago artists, you know what I'm saying, any Chicago artists, Triple Doctors, Chance, Superboy, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, Saba, you know what I'm saying? All the new, you know what I'm saying? I listen to them all. It's not no Chicago artist that I don't listen to. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Juice WRLD. I was listening to him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I Twista been saying this since the beginning when we first started. That Chicago got a lot of artists in Chicago. Y'all just don't know it yet. We've been saying this since 91.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So So I'm loving this atmosphere that's going on right now with all the Chicago artists. Chief Keef and everybody kicking it off. So, yeah, we love it. I'm loving it. I listen to them all.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? If Cassie, you know what I'm saying, want to get at you for features or shows or anything of that nature, man, what's the best way they can get at you? Feel free to give them your social media and all that, too.
Okay, my getaway to get a hold of me is my Gmail, BeHypeTheVerbal@gmail, BeHypeTheVerbal, TheVerbal, TheVerbal@gmail. And then TheVerbal is my IG, you know what I'm saying? TheVerbal is my Twitter, so you can get a hold of me on all the social medias. If you can't get a hold of me on the social medias, TwistaGMG, you know what I'm saying? You can look on his, you can DM him on his pages, on his IGs and stuff as well. You know what I'm saying? We're getting back to everybody. Everybody get at me. BeHypeTheVerbal@gmail. Let's go. DM me so we can work. You know what I'm saying? I'm open to work with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm very humble, and I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm still humble by the, you know what I'm saying, by the chances that me and Twist are still able to get out here and do what we're doing, man. Love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. It's great to see that type of longevity that you guys have, you know.
Yeah.
You guys are some of the originals. And, you know, Chicago is like I said, super talented on many levels. But, you know, it's because of cats like yourself, man. You guys are the ones that really helped put it on the map. So hats off to y'all, man. Real talk.
Going down, man.
But before we do get out of here, B-Hype, I want to thank you for taking the time out to do the interview.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying, in the future, whenever you get ready to drop the album, man, please come back, man. Let's chop it up some more and let people, you know what I'm saying, hear some of the album, too, as well.
The
floor is all yours
before
we get out of here, brother. Anything you want to say, any shout-outs, anything, it's all yours, fam.
Man, much love to everybody that's listening, that's tuning in, everybody that's been supporting the Twisted GMG movement, as well as BeHypeTheVerbal, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to hear more music from me, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. Also, for all the Chicago artists and people that's in the industry that's looking for how to get in the music industry, and once you're in the music industry, how do you go about take care of your money, you know what I'm saying, going about, you know, getting producers or getting royalties and all this. Twista and Toxic got a Maps for Music class getting ready to start in another month or so. And so if anybody want to try to get in with the classes, all they got to go do is go on Twista GMG page on his IG, and you'll see Maps for Music. And just go on there and subscribe and do whatever you need to do. It's a great opportunity for Chicago artists, and it's starting to pick up real soon.
Hell yeah, man. That's a way of giving back right there. You know, once again, shout out to you, B-Hype. Shout out to Twista, of course, as well. And man, you guys take care, man. Just keep making that dope music. I appreciate you.
Yes, man. I appreciate y'all giving me the opportunity, man. More music on the way. Comment, BeHypeTheVerbal. Get in tune, y'all.
Hell yeah. As we get out of here, I'm gonna go to this this classic, man, we was talking about, man, this Corrupt World. Man, we look forward to part two.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Let's go, let's get it.
Agony was the feeling when I saw his blood spilling. Papa Lippin taking over his tip is why he had to kill him. Now his body's in chalk and no longer can talk, so then the life is lost. Somebody tricked off and the killer was caught, so now his life is cost. You might get close, so don't make a move. These motherfuckers is petrified. All the best to try won't even slide, so just best the rest to die. Is it a test of pride when inside you feel a trigger, but you didn't want to pull it? Could it be a motherfucker that you notice on the other side of the bullet? Should it matter now? You figure, fuck it, I'ma waste some shit. I'm loaded for the nation, but some end up locked up, broke up for families and no liberty, motherly embrace. Now in front of me, your case in the coffin is a body with people around, sad and froze. Teardrops of rain, but folks didn't really feel the pain until the casket closed. I was drastic shows, and the mother threw a frown, even though the gunner was found. Cause it seems like yesterday when he was running around, now we under the ground. Cause they're gonna get down in these streets, even though you pack a piece for heat, these niggas urging the bus. The game ain't the same, so stay away from the curb if you out there serving the mud. And hold on, there's a murder enough. For surviving in the world so corrupt. All of the murder enough. We gotta put the cap and tame it up. The religious praise it up. You gotta get high and raise it up. Love the ones who never gave it up. The champagne glass and raise it. Make up. Toast to yourself for surviving in the world so cool.
Agony was the feeling when I saw his blood pouring. Tragedy mess, a man look in the mirror, then I see stud. Mourning, as these streets erases others, it erases a brother. You had enough heart to waste this brother, but could you face this mother? I was faced with other type of problems that had held me back. Couldn't tell me Jack, now I'm grown in my own zone, you ain't gotta tell me that. Took up trail me back to a time when a motherfucker lost his will to survive. Me and my folks had to hustle and steer for a meal, either had to kill to survive. I remember when you had my back, when the relative passed and my mama cried. When the house called flames, you collapsed in my arms when you heard that your father died. I take drama and stride, even though I had to go through a thing to get myself together. Still suffer, but the worst is gone, so it's on till a woman in heaven shelter. But if it end up back on the streets again and I had to receive my fate, smoke weed at the wake, so the pain and hate the state to keep the kids straight. Cause you did straight if your seed proceeds. So they keep learning, they keep growing up. Right now I'm surviving a place that's full of doubt and about to self-destruct.
Hold all of the murder enough.
Toast to yourself for surviving in the world so corrupt.
All of the murders enough. If you gotta put the captain, tame it up. When you did, just praise it up. You gotta get high and blaze it up. But the ones who never gave it up, the champagne glass and raise it.
Make up. Toast to yourself for surviving in the world so corrupt. Visualize on invisible eyes, how I individualize. Critical cries of pitiful skies that rain pain upon a ghetto land where the unforgettable dies. Subliminal lies, I mean the motherfucker never gonna make it if he no people to keep it a check soon. Wound to the tomb, death is in the next room. If a nigga ain't realizing the case in tech doom. Let's assume another brother wanna laugh at you. After he just took a blast at you, you won't have it you. Killed them, they gonna trigger, try to kick it, but his niggas coming after you. Telling you a stranger must be crazy if you step into a motherfucker that's dangerous. Cause it's a gang of us. Throwing knuckles in the scuffle where we have two things of us. Cocaine to us, and my brain to dust. I represent you up there, so I try. Long as I leave my enemy bust, the synergy crush. I don't really give a fuck if I die. So why? My people should be glad to survive in the land of the lost. It's a plan of the boss, leaving motherfuckers dying with the grandmother's hand on the cross. So I take a stand when I talk, ran instead of walk, to chalk another victory. How you did the caper, hit the paper, breaking other niggas off is a mystery. With the chemicals and drugs, all of these criminals and thugs just keep coming up. Better watch yourself, ain't in love in the streets of a ghetto with the world that's too rough.
And hold on,
it's a
murder enough. If you gotta put the captain, name it up. You need to spray it up. If you gotta get high and blaze it up. But the ones who never gave it up, the champagne glass and raise it.
Make up. Toast to yourself for surviving in the world is so corrupt.
All of the murder enough. If you gotta put the captain, tame it up. If you religious, praise it up. If you gotta get high and blaze it up. But the ones who never gave it up, the champagne glass and raise it.
Make up. Toast to yourself for surviving in the world is so corrupt.
T, why don't you go and sing that stupid-ass Smoking Buzz song for me, nigga?
All right, check it out, Joe.
Smoking Buzz.